I'd live them all for my Lord, 'cause he's been so good to me. That's the least that I could afford. He made good times outnumber the bad. He's the best friend that I've ever had. And I just want to thank you, oh my Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I was so down and out, he came along and made me want to shout. I just want to thank you for always being there. Now when my time has come to go, he'll be there. Yes, I know. And I want to thank you, oh my Lord. Thank you, Lord. You love the Lord?
Amen.
I do. I do. Everything that I've got, everything that I've got belongs to him. Brother Leroy, he is my Savior.
Amen.
You know, I sat this morning and talked with several brothers this morning, had a good conversation. And I guess I left their minds a little confused. I don't know, but I guess I did. They got silent. Scripture says those who endure to the end shall be saved.
Yeah. I bet you did.
And I looked at one brother and I said, "Brother, I know you believe in eternal security." "Oh yes, absolutely."
Eternal security.
I said, "If you believe in eternal security, how could you believe that if you endure to the end of your life that you'll be saved? You can't have it both ways. It don't fit both ways, Brother Jimmy.
It don't fit both ways.
It don't fit both ways." He was talking to the Jew nation.
Amen.
He was talking to them, Sister Kim.
Right,
if we believe that you endure to the end, you shall be saved, how can you believe that's the end of your life?
Amen.
If we believe in eternal security.
Christ suffered once to the end of the world.
That was those who endured to the end of the law.
Amen.
At the end of the law.
The end.
Endured. What did he endure to? And to endure the believing of Christ was going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they believed.
Yeah.
That was the end. And it got real silent, Brother Keith. And I said, "Brethren, I love you with all my heart. I don't want to cause any confusion among you, but I love to discuss the Scriptures. I don't have the answers all the time. But folks, we need to study the Scriptures to show ourselves approved unto workmen unto God." Folks, there's people that believe just about anything.
Yeah.
They'll believe anything. They'll believe in reincarnation. They'll believe in this and they'll believe in that. Brother Brian.
Teachers, you went out.
And Brother Junior talked about proselyting. Those people that are doing the proselyting makes themselves a twofold more child of hell than they were.
Yeah.
Not the one they're proselyting, but themselves, Brother
yeah.
Fred.
Well,
that's what Scripture says, don't it?
Yeah.
Those people who are proselyting was already a child of hell.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brother Junior?
They get somebody to believe a lie.
But then they make themselves a twofold more a child of hell than they were to begin with.
Right.
There was already a child of hell, already had that way to start with. Is that right, Brother Junior? That's what the Scripture says.
That's good.
That's what the Scripture says. Now, I didn't write this book. I didn't write this book. Getting people to believe in a dead faith.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Getting people to believe a lie.
A gospel that is not a gospel.
Getting people to believe a lie and be damned. Proselyting people today, and our world is full of proselyting today. The world is full of it. The world is full of these things. Brother Junior mentioned religion. There's a difference in a pure and undefiled religion than plain religion.
Yeah, vain religion.
There's a vain religion. Vain means it's not worth anything. That's exactly what it means. So today, Brother Lon, we need to be about the Father's business. I'm not worried about Brother Lon's business. He can take care of his own. I'll help him if I can. But it's not for me to meddle in everybody else's business. The Bible speaks of busybodies, Brother Junior. It does now, brother. You read of it, Brother Fred. It's busybodies. He's not pleased with them, is he, Brother Fred? Everywhere you go, you find busybodies trying to tell you how to live. Tell you how to do this and how to do that. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, when it comes into the New Testament, he said, I'll write my laws in your heart and I'll place them in your mind. So therefore today, every man shall know him. From the least to the greatest. There is no excuse. Yes, to do, brethren. What do you mean, Brother Terry? There is no excuse. Cause Christ went and died. And I believe, Brother Lon, that he died for the sin of the whole world. That's what the Bible said, Brother Jim. Yes, to do, brethren. Y'all pray just for a minute of time. And today, that Christ died for the sin of the whole world. And now, Brother Fred, if he died for the sin of the whole world, then it's already paid for. And I don't know what everybody else believes about it, Brother Junior. But I want you to know, I hear people saying that they paid for their sins. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, I didn't have anything to pay with. And nobody else had anything to pay with. Because my righteousness come up before God, and I want you to know that it was filthy rags. But I want you to understand, Brother Junior, yes, to do what did he do unto me? And today I want you to understand, Brother Junior, that he imputed unto me what his righteousness. And today, yes, today, brethren, I want you to know that he imputed unto me his righteousness because I had none, Brother Fred. I come up before God, Brother Keith, and today, yesterday, Brother Junior, and I found myself guilty. I want you to know, Brother Carl, if you're guilty and you go in front of the court system today, what do you do, Brother Junior, today? Yesterday, yeah, you go up to the judge and you say, Lord, judge, would you have what on me? Have mercy on me. And you know what? When I went to Jesus, and Brother Junior, here's what I done today. Yeah, Brother Fred, I went before him and I said, Jesus, I'm guilty. And I want you to know, what are you asking for, Brother Junior? I'm asking for your mercy. Today, yeah, Brother Lon, I want you to know, I didn't want justice, because why? Justice had me cut down, Brother Corbin. I had nothing to redeem myself with. I tried everything, Brother Fred, than I could do, and you know, and I didn't get anywhere, Brother Keith. But one lonely morning, when I left home, Brother Junior, oh, I left home a dead man. And Brother Junior, And what made you die, Babylon? When I was 16 years old, I stood in my mom and dad's little living room, Babylon, and the Lord come to me, Brother Harvey, and you know what he said to me, Brother Fred? He said, "A young man, from here on out, you're going to be answering to me, and Brother Junior." I said, "Lord, I'll turn to you, and Lord, but give me a few more years and to go out and do these things that I wanted to do." And did you tell him that, Brother Junior? And I did. And Brother Carl, and what did he do? And Brother John, he gave me them years to go and do what I wanted to do. Somebody said he didn't give me them time, and Brother Junior, but he did. And Brother Fred, but you know what? Ever come a time in my life, Brother Junior, that the Lord spoke to me, Brother Lon, and he said, "Son, don't you know what you promised me?" Yeah. Brother Junior, he brought him back to my memory, Brother Carl, and I understood what I said, Brother Fred, and he said, "Son, ain't you going to turn to me?" You know what, Brother Fred, and it got to the point, I said, "Lord, Lord, I want you so bad. I can't. I don't know what to do." But on, Lord, where are you, Lord? Have I sinned and turned away you too many times? Did you think that, Brother Lon? I begin to wonder, Brother Junior, Lord, Lord, have I went too far? But you know what, Brother Keith? If I'd have went too far, he wouldn't still been calling me, Brother Fred. But you know what? I didn't know the answer, Brother Junior. I'd go and listen to him preach, Brother Keith, and I'd hear him preach, and Brother Fred, it just burn and burn and burn, Brother Carl, and get worse and worse, Brother Junior, and I said, "Lord, I'm going to die, Brother Fred, I'm going to die, you know what?" And I believe I did die, Brother, today. Brother Terry, what made you die? And Brother Junior, I died in trespassing and sin when I was 16 years old, Brother Junior, and then I was dead then, Brother Keith, you know what? But the Lord come to me, Brother Lon, and I died another death one time, Brother Junior. What death did you die, Brother Carl? I died dead to the one, Brother Junior. When I was born again, I died dead to the love of sin, Brother Keith. And you know what? I was made alive. At the same time I died, Brother Junior, I was made alive, Brother Kenny. What made you alive, Brother? By believing, Brother Junior, on that form of doctrine that was once delivered to who? And to the saint, Brother Lon. Brother Fred, I love the Lord today. I love Him because, Brother Fred, because He first loved me. And someday soon, Brother Lon, I'm going to be victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother John, death will have no more dominion over me. And you know what? I'll have victory over sin then. Brother Fred, there'll be no more sin about me. Why I want to be no more sin, Brother Lon? Because, like Job said, hide me away in the grave, Brother Junior. And when thy wrath is past, I do what, Brother Jim? Yes, Brother Corbin, when my wrath is past, I call my name, and I'll get up, and I'll answer you. And then, Lord, when I wake in your likeness, I'll be satisfied, Brother Lon. I'll be happy in the Lord, Brother Lon. I'm happy in the Lord tonight, Brother Dog. Why are you happy in the Lord, Brother Dog? Because He has saved my soul. What did He save it from, Brother Leroy? He saved my soul from hell, And Brother Ken and Sister Ken, he saved my soul. And I want you to know he's the keeper of my soul. And Brother Junior, sometimes you sang the song. I went up down every street looking for you. Where are you? And do you believe the Lord seeks out people? Brother Junior, yes, Brother Corby, I believe he seeks us out. And I want you to know, and I believe the seeking works both ways, Brother Junior. Somebody may not believe that, Brother Harley, but I begin to seek the Lord. One day, Brother Fred, you know, and I sought him, and I sought him. And you know what? I wonder where is the one that my soul loves. Brother Junior, this flesh can't love him, Brother Junior. No. They say it can, but it can't, no. Brother Junior. But Brother Fred, there's a man on the inside that loves Jesus. And you know what it does to the outward man, Brother Junior. Yes, it brings the outward man under subjection. I've heard him say he's kept under subjection, but I don't believe that, Brother Junior, because I'm not a kept man, only by the power of God. Today, if I was kept all the time, Brother Jim, I'd never do nothing wrong, Brother Fred, but I do things wrong. But I want you to know, it's not me that does it, but it's what, Brother? But it's sin that dwelleth in me. Apostle Paul said, that is in my flesh. Brother Kenny, but where's the key? Sometime, Brother Doc, you sang the song of the keys to the kingdom. Who's got them keys, Brother? He told him, I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And today, he has all the keys, Brother Junior. And so that's four. And what does the song say, Brother Dong? He said, faith unlocked the door, did it not? Faith unlocked the door. Where was the faith coming from, Brother Fred? I put my faith into action, Brother Junior, and faith unlocked the door. And what door did it open? The faith that was dead become alive, Brother Junior, because of action. So therefore, you know, the other day, Brother Fred, yes, I began to sing. And where did all the flies come from all of a sudden, Brother Junior? It's been so cold, Brother Brian, all of a sudden there's thousands of flies around. Where did they come from, Brother Junior, that quick? Today, were they in hibernation? Where were they? I want you to know, the things that appear sometimes are a mystery sometimes, but the mystery of God today is no mystery to no man if they turn to him, Brother Junior. Yes, because they learn today the mysteries of God today. I want you to know, sometimes they elude me, Brother Junior, but sometimes, Brother Ron, he reveals unto me the few things that I need to know. But most of all, Brother John, he's revealed unto me his goodness, Brother Fred, and made me whole.
Amen.
And made me whole. Not half, but whole. He's made me alive. Who am I alive in? I'm alive in Christ Jesus. See? My life is here. But Brother Junior, it is not hid from the world. It is not hid from the world, Brother. It's hid in Christ Jesus, but it's not hid from the world. They see your life. They see your life. They know your light. You're not hiding your light. You're not hiding your light. Whatever light you shine is what people are seeing. What are you doing today? Are you letting your light shine?
Right.
Are you letting it shine? I'm not letting mine shine as bright as I could.
Oh, no.
No way. No way. No shape. No form. No fashion. Brother Fred, I'm not perfect. But I have a perfect man inside me.
I strive to be.
I strive for perfection. I strive for it. So therefore today, I want the brethren to sing. We're done. But I want you to know that Jesus is what it's about, folks. It's not about, even though we did a lot of work back here, Brother Jim, most of y'all done, I ain't done much. They did a lot of work back here. Brother Fred and all of you done a lot of good work. But that won't impress God.
That don't impress him.
That don't impress God.
Nope.
Brother Brian, we're so thankful you come and cleaned up this thing. But that don't impress God.
I love him.
It impresses us because you know that you love the church.
Mary Magdalene.
And you should do those things. You should do those things. But the impressions that God makes on you is a lasting impression. You know, they say first impressions are the greatest. You should put your best foot forward. Should always do these things. And Brother Brian, you being in business, you always try to make a good impression the first time you see someone. And I want to say this, and we're going to quit. You know there's some people that's easier to forgive than it is others.
Yeah, it is.
Huh?
You sure are.
Is that true?
Some people's hard
got
to forgive.
Different spirit about them.
Because they have a hardened spirit, Brother Junior.
Amen.
They're mean-spirited.
Yeah.
They're hard to deal with.
They don't want to.
Now, God is not pleased with that, Brother Lon. God is not pleased with that.
Right.
And every individual in this church is a different individual. And I strive hard to understand every individual. I strive hard for that.
I'm sure you do, brother.
And I try my best, and I bite my tongue. I bite my tongue sometimes when I shouldn't and sometimes when I should. Now, you may not admit that, but I do. I do that. And Brother Junior and all of us trying to be leaders of this church, we have to bite our tongue sometimes.
Be slow to speak.
See, you have to be careful what you say. You can't be careful what you say. You can be right and still hurt someone. You can still hurt someone. And I told them this morning when I told them that, I said, I don't want to hurt you, but I want to tell you the truth. I want to tell you the truth. I believe that yes, what God has saved, He's got a power to keep it.
Absolutely.
So, what are you going to do tonight with the Lord?
Amen.
Are you going to take His blessings that He's given you right on and on and on and never give Him no reward? You mean God needs rewarded? He surely does, Brother
Praise.
Junior. He don't want you to rob Him.
Yeah.
When God blesses you to get over sicknesses, blesses you to have financial prosperity, blesses you to have a good garden, bless you to have a good gun to hunt with, whatever He's given you, and I want you to know, and you don't reward God for that, you are wrong.
Yeah, that's good.
Whoever you may be.
Amen.
Whoever you may be. And Brother Terry has been guilty. He has been guilty. So today, but learn, as Brother Junior said, please sing, learn to do good. You can do it. Learn to do good. Learn. If you have to learn to do good, there has to be somebody doing some teaching. My grandpa used to tell me, he said, I'm going to learn you to work. He didn't know nothing about teaching. But he sure, he taught me to work. And I like to work. I really do. I like to work, Brother Keith. But most of all, I like to work for the Lord.